This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hey, Mac, did you get a chance to see the a bunch of NFL teams introduced new jerseys this morning?
The Rivals jersey.
Yeah, right? The Rivals jersey. The Rivals, yeah.
Yeah, the Nike edition.
Yeah. I don't like any of them outside of the Bills.
You know what?
The Bills white cold front.
Yeah, I think that was the only one I liked as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah, we agree on this? No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be all over me. About that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants me to use this stupid pause thing. I thought you were going to be just dogging me for not liking these uniforms. Because you know, I mean, if anybody is a fashionista, it is me. If anybody understands fashion and 2025 and society,
yeah,
it is your boy, the Rooster.
Yeah.
Right? So what?
I'm glad you feel like that way about yourself.
So what didn't you like about the other jerseys?
I'm gonna pull them up just to be short, like just to be sure. But I think that a lot of like there aren't really if you just go to the teams playing jerseys, mm-hmm. there aren't a lot of. I don't know if there are any bad jerseys where it's like, I hate those jerseys. Like, if I'm thinking about, like, Miami specifically, because mm-hmm. I remember seeing those jerseys. They're, like, black with green numbers, if I'm remembering correctly.
On the
Rivals
uniform. The Rivals jerseys,
yes.
Right.
So I'm looking at Miami's normal, like, I want to call that, like, a lime green or electric green.
Yeah.
Like, those jerseys are fine. So then you make it black, and then you add the green. They almost look like too far of a departure from like the regular jersey.
Well, so here's the thing. To your point, right? They're black with the teal numbering.
Yeah.
The stripe on the helmet. It's a primary black helmet, right? Which I think does look badass with the green, teal, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind, like, if you look at it, right, the 49ers, the Jets, the Dolphins all have primary black.
Yeah.
The Rams, I can't tell whether that's black with navy, with their traditional Ram blue. I think that's what that is, but I can't 100% tell. The Seahawks are largely white. We just mentioned the Bills are a cold front white. The Patriots are a different shade of blue, I guess is how I would describe it. And Arizona is primarily white. And their uniforms don't look any different to me than, I guess, their normal uniforms.
Have you got a close look at Arizona's uniform?
I just have what Nike and Ian Rappaport put out.
Go to their their personal page. It's like a desert tinted. They have like
I did see somebody
yeah,
mention that.
I'm not a fan of that.
Not a fan of that. Now yeah, they did have that big ass snow sandstorm or whatever the hell it was the other day in Arizona. So maybe that's what they were inspired by. I don't know.
Yeah.
This to me seems a whole lot like I know if this was here in Washington, people would be going bananas. People care more about jerseys and more about stripes and more about color shades than they care about actually football anymore. That's what kind of society we have officially entered. And when I saw this morning, I was like, it's okay. Doesn't excite me. But I'm not supposed to be excited. I've never worn an NFL jersey in my life. Never. I've never had one. I have an Alex Ovechkin 8 black Screaming Eagles jersey. That's it. That's the only jersey outside of when I was a kid playing sports that I've ever had in my life. I just don't do the jersey thing. And I don't get all worked up like you guys did over burgundy and cranberry and all that. I mean, I heard that so often, it made me want to puke. Who cares? But people really, really get into it. Well, I should say, who cares? I don't care. You care. But I do like any attempt to go with the black jerseys because the bright colors do radiate a little bit better, i.e., again, the Dolphins with the teal, the 49ers with the garnet or red. I'm not sure what the Jets are trying to do here. Jets don't seem to have a lot of green in these from what I can see. Again, the Rams are, it's kind of like a weird black and Ram blue. They're okay. I don't get the whole rivalries thing. What am I missing there?
I think they wear those jerseys when they're playing each other. So like,
it's
two divisions.
Okay.
I believe two divisions got those jerseys. And when they play each other within the division, should be wearing those jerseys.
Well, let me see here. You're right.
We got Arizona.
You're right. You got the Seahawks. You got the 49ers, the Rams, and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
The only NFC team that. No, that's the Patriots. Okay, I see what you're saying. So they're all AFC East, all NFC West, and when they play each other, they're going to be wearing these jerseys.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now it makes sense. I didn't put two and two together. All right, that makes sense. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on that, go right ahead. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones and get you aboard. Let's go to Little next up and start hour number two with Little. What's going on, Little? How are you, pal?
What's up, Rooster? Shout out to Eddie Mac. Man, I don't know what the hell they come up with this. The damn players ain't hit the field yet. Let's ask Cowboy B. How about he feeling about them not signing that linebacker? Let's talk about that today. Hey, Roos, I'm going to tell you like it is. The kid going to do what he going to do with all that old witchcraft stuff, looking into the future. Only thing I'm worried about come game Monday, Giants, is having my throwback jersey on and standing up tall, giving a loud applause for Tanner Man, Dallas Cowboy killer. That's all I'm worried about Sunday, man, and worried about that game against the Giants. Shout out to Bones, Southeast Bones. Bones, look. Ask Mike Teller. Mike is the third-born son by Miss Dot. Ask Mike Teller about Pete Little. And moving forward, he'll tell you everything, man, how we ran the table back in the Southeast days. God bless you, big fella. Stay up, man. I'm going to holler at the legend when he come in, though.
All right, Little. Man. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know. I don't know exactly what I missed there, but I missed something. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Let's get to Mitch in Jersey next up. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
How's it going, Chris?
All right, Mitch. What's going on?
Well, I'll talk about these uniforms. Just let me get you. I know you can't hear. These uniforms are crazy. If it's not broken, don't fix it. That's my motto.
Well, yeah, but it's not because they're broken, Mitch. They're just trying to come up with different product to make more money. That's all. That's all this is, right? This is Nike being an apparel collaborator and saying, "Oh, if we come up with something cool, even if it's bad, we'll get a lot of pub out of it. But if we come up with something cool, we can all make a lot of money together." The NFL, the NFLPA, and Nike. That's all it's about. It's not about fixing what's broken, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, they seem to do, it seems like they do it twice a year. But the Rams, what are they doing, the Rams? In the 49ers, too. And I bring back the old Tampa, Popsicle, and the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Well, they have brought them back on, like, throwback, alternate uniform, you know, type things. I mean, it's so hard to keep up with all this apparel stuff and all the different alternate jerseys and whatnot. You know, as we know, a lot of people don't like the black alternate jerseys that the Commanders have. People were upset about the shade of burgundy and so on and so forth. Again, way too much is geared towards this kind of conversation in our society now. It almost seems like people care more about that than anything they care about on the football field or on the ice or wherever. But that's where our society is. People care about things that are not what we used to care. And, you know, I think we're like sort of in the same age range. But back when we were younger, people cared about the games and they cared about box scores and statistics. Now they care about uniforms, colors and blends and shades and logos and shields.
Well, the uniforms I mentioned, just wear them on Sundays. And thank God they can't do anything about the Chargers, Minnesota or the Raiders. I mean, the Chargers got 6-7 different types of uniforms. I know it seems like there's too many games, but, you know, they're going 18 sooner or later. I know James is going to be good. Same thing with Caleb Williams. You watch what they gave him more weapons. But Goff isn't in it, and even Hurst. I mean, usually I have your head spinning. Now you had my head spinning. I'll let you go with this. Sometimes you can count the regular season if it's to the positive way or to your sense of the argument, or the postseason. Now I'm talking about like Justin Herbert, and then he's the reverse with Jalen Hurts. They're both good quarterbacks. I mean, there's more pressure during the postseason, and you can let it fly during the regular season. And, you know, defenses, especially for the Chargers, doesn't usually come up too good late.
All right.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for taking
all right, thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. Again. I'm not sure what I was missing something there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number. Again, we're talking about the uniforms, which we brought up, okay, which is you know, something new I introduced, but also Jaden Daniels being ranked number 24 overall in the NFL based on a 2025 projection and an evaluation, not based on what happened last year, based on what they think might happen in 2025. Now, I still think they're low, but listen, bottom line, we can sit here and argue this, that, who's more important. I think we all know the quarterback, of course, is the most important individual on the field. That's not to say left tackle or corner or pass rush or edge or whatever is not important. But Jaden Daniels, again, of course, as a runner, as a passer, and as a processor, even on handoffs, right? If you think about it, right, there's read option. He's got to read. He's got to make the decision to hand the ball off or to pull it. He's got to make that decision. Of course, run pass option, right? I mean, to me, again, I don't think we have to be in a caveman-like society where we just rank quarterbacks ahead of everyone else regardless of position. I'm not suggesting that. But for me, to go from Burrow, Lamar, Josh, and Mahomes, one through or in the top five, and then to have no quarterbacks until 24 doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Now, the one thing I take solace in, again, is Jaden was the top quarterback in the NFC, as he should be. Laremy Tunsil was ranked 95th overall in this top 100. John Keim wrote, as part of this ESPN piece, Washington traded a net of 3 draft picks to Houston to acquire Tunsil, who was named to the past 3 Pro Bowls with the Texans. He also led the NFL with 19 penalties last season, including 12 false starts, which was a big narrative. But Tunsil provides Washington with its best left tackle since Trent Williams, thanks to his combination of size, 6'5", 316 pounds, and strength. Tunsil's addition allowed the Commanders to move Brandon Coleman, a 2024 third-round pick, from left tackle to left guard. And that is all correct, obviously. The signature stat that they gave is Tunsil's coming off a career-best 92.9% pass block win rate last season. That was the 5th best mark among 30 players with 500-plus snaps at left tackle. Now, again, that's not PFF. That's pass block win rate. That's ESPN. Okay, so there are some different mechanics involved. But Laremy Tunsil is the lowest-ranked Commander at 95. Did the Commanders get anybody else? We'll discuss along with Nate in Silver Spring. Let's get Nate here first, and then we'll do the other thing on the other side. What's up, Nate? How are you?
Hey, Brother Russo, how you doing, sir?
What's up, Nate? How are you?
All right, all right. Yeah, man, I just want to chime in about the ranking for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
24th or 25th.
Yeah, 24th, yep.
That's about right as far as overall position of players. Because being though this is his first year, I think as time go on, that ranking should get higher and higher because he should get better and better as his career, you know, takes off. As far as him being maybe the best in our division, I know kind of like all over the place, I would say yes, he is the best in our division. Even though Jalen Hurts has been to Super Bowl 2 times, but Jalen Hurts is on an All Star team, in my opinion. I think if you swap teams out, the Eagles may go undefeated. I don't even think Washington may even make the Super Bowl in the playoffs if we had Jalen Hurts. I think Daniels had to do a lot more with a lot less than what Jalen Hurts had to do. So that's just my opinion. Hell to the W.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Nate. Good call. And I agree with you. I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. In the postseason, I think he's up and down for whatever reason during the regular season. I think the tush push helps. I think the team around him helps. Obviously, the upgraded running game helps. Great offensive line helps. But Jalen Hurts is a tremendous postseason player. Don't listen to anybody that discredits quarterback play in the postseason as being important. Yes, it is not an individual game, but the bottom line is the quarterback has to elevate. Jaden Daniels elevated his team. Jalen Hurts elevates his team. He elevates his play from regular season to postseason. That is hugely important. Eli Manning's going to make the Hall of Fame based on that. It's not based on the regular season for Eli Manning. It's based on that. What he did in 2 specific postseasons. And you can't take that away. You can't take that away. But I don't think we can just look at Jalen Hurts being great in a Super Bowl or two, actually two, and a couple of other playoff games and say, well, the regular season doesn't matter. The team around him doesn't matter. So that's why Jaden, in my opinion, and I think in most people's opinion, is the best in the division and the best in conference. Now, the only thing I think you can knock Jaden on, conference-wise, is a lack of experience, right? I mean, if you're an experienced guy, take Stafford. I don't think you'd take anybody else. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What other Commanders besides Jaden Daniels and Laremy Tunsil made the ESPN 2025 stat projection and analysis list? We'll discuss next and wrap that part of the conversation up on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, just wrapping up this conversation on the top 100 ESPN projected statistical projections, whatever, rankings, all that stuff. Again, this is not based on 2024, but I mean, it's hard or impossible to kind of like just eliminate that and just solely look at what you project in 2025. So there's got to be some bias, if you will. We told you Laremy Tunsil was the last Commander ranked. At number 95 overall, Jaden Daniels was the first at number 24 overall. The Eagles had 10 players ranked in the top 10. By the way, if you want to know where C.J. Stroud came in after a challenging, let's just call it sophomore year, and a lot of people are kind of wondering, oh, wait a second. Yeah, C.J. Stroud struggled in year two because defenses kind of figured him out. And he got sacked a ton, and that's kind of the way it goes, and that's going to be Jaden, and maybe it could be. But, I mean, C.J. Stroud did get sacked a lot. There is no doubt about that, and that's with Laremy Tunsil. But they did make it to the second round of the playoffs. They did. I mean, again, with a better offensive line, better running game, and health at wide receiver, which he did not have last year. I think C.J. Stroud's going to be better than 90 next year. Right? I think so. All right, moving along. Jordan Love, 87 87 for the Green Bay Packer quarterback. Landon Dickerson, the stud left guard for the Eagles, came in at 84. Just, again, giving you some highlights as we go through the list. Garrett Wilson of the Jets, 82. Okay. Quinyon Mitchell, who shut down Terry McLaurin in game one on the Thursday night, not necessarily in game two, or, well, the NFC Championship game, I don't think that was against Quinyon Mitchell. It was a slant in space, and they just hit it perfectly, and Terry ran away. I don't think that was against Quinyon Mitchell's primary coverage, but I'd have to go back and double check. Mike Evans. Remember when we were talking about, well, you know, the Commanders are probably starting the negotiation at Mike Evans at a similar age, you know, when he signed, blah, 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 blah. But Mike Evans going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Evans, number 80 on the list. Dak Prescott, Cowboy B, at number 78. Number 78 overall. And he gets a head shake. Projected 4,352 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 198 rushing yards, and two rushing touchdowns. Tyler Smith, also of the Cowboys, comes in at number 77. Deion Dawkins at 76. Where do you guys think Terry McLaurin came in at?
Okay, you said last one you said it was 76.
So you know I'm not, yeah, that okay, fair. You know I'm not that far away from 76, but where would you just guess?
Okay, and it's not. I'm going to guess it's not lower than lower, meaning like closer to one.
Right.
It's not lower than that. So yeah, I'm going to say 84.
No, it's actually 74.
Ah,
yeah, because I was working my way down.
Okay.
On this end. So Terry McLaurin at 74. You want to take a guess at his stat projections this year?
This is difficult.
I know.
Feel like I'm being put on the spot.
I know.
I'm going to say 13 touchdowns is insane. I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, like, just give me the touchdown number. What do you think touchdown-wise?
I'm going to say 10 tutties.
Oh, he's projected only for 7.
Mm.
But 1,151 yards, which if I'm not mistaken, would be a career high or pretty damn close.
1,100?
Yeah, 1,151. Maybe he had 1,200 in 1 year.
Yeah, I think
year.
He had 13.
Yeah, I don't think it was 13. No. It was. I think he may have had 1 year where it was 1,200. So, but still, you know, that's interesting. Terry McLaurin at 74. Baker Mayfield at 72. Matthew Stafford at 71.
So he had 1,191 in 2022.
Okay.
So that would just be under that. And then in 2020, he had 1,118.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, I think he's projected at 1,191. Let me just go back and check all these numbers, just making sure. Yeah, he's projected at 1,151.
Yeah.
So kind of like right in the middle of his.
Yeah.
So he's never had a 1,200. Yard season, right?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I couldn't remember if he got like 1,200 1 year or what. Jonathan Taylor is always injured. Is at 69. I mean, we know how talented he is, but you know, again, he's banged up a lot. And you know, I would just say this, right? These rankings again mean a whole lot of hooey, right? They just don't. We all know that there are more conversation pieces than really anything important. You know what I was kind of interested in, though? The guy that Ron Rivera bypassed, which may have been perhaps his worst decision, and there was a litany of bad decisions, Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon, the corner, who missed a lot of his rookie year. Ranked number 63 overall. And you remember he took Emmanuel Forbes one spot ahead. And I remember saying in the media room that night, we will find out in 2 or 3 years whether Bill Belichick knew what he was doing or whether Ron Rivera knew what he was doing. I think we found out that old Double B still has it.
It's funny, still like in hindsight, you say things out loud and you're like, oh, duh. Like, looking back on that, Bill Belichick versus, although Bill in his like latter years kind of, you know, his talent evaluation.
Yes, they struggled. They struggled. There's no doubt about it.
But if you say that, it's just like, no question who's.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, I've got a story on him. Did you see all this? What he's up to? What he and the girlfriend are up to at North Carolina? Did you see this?
I think I know what you're referring to, yes.
We'll touch on it after the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're with you just halfway home and change on a Thursday afternoon. Take it up till 4, Burgundy and Gold today. At that point, the DOC is back in the house on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, the Commanders on the practice field today. Jaden Daniels expected to talk. Dan Quinn earlier. No major news today. They did make the signing of running back from Michigan, Donovan Edwards, official to the practice squad. He had a big preseason game, including a big touchdown against the Green Bay Packers. Meanwhile, NFL betting estimated reached a high of $30 billion in 2025. That according to the American Gaming Association. Whew, $30 billion. Meanwhile, college football begins in earnest tonight. Some of the big games actually this afternoon. Number 25, Boise State visiting Tampa and South Florida again at 5:30. Meanwhile, North Carolina State and ECU get it going at 7 o'clock in Raleigh, North Carolina. DeSean Jackson's debut as a head coach as he takes his Delaware State Hornets into, well, Delaware, where they are 30-point underdogs. That game at 7:30 tonight in college football, just part of the slate. And of course, the NFL slate begins 1 week from tonight as the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles take on Cowboy Bees, Dallas Cowboys. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good to have you with us. Coming up, I want to talk about this Jim Irsay column in the Washington Post this morning. Some details that'll blow your mind. And then there's this, the details on Terry McLaurin's contract, which we got to get to. So you will see Terry McLaurin out on the football field this year. You will see him on your TV. You will see him at Northwest Stadium. You'll see him on the road if you go there. And if you're watching on TV and you're watching a Commanders game on CBS, you can watch Terry McLaurin not only on CBS but on Paramount Plus, baby, because Football Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday and watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Why don't you visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Today. Football season is here. Told you, man. College tonight starts in earnest. I mean, kind of started last week. But then, the real big thing. Next Sunday. Now, here's the problem. When you work at games, you don't get to watch the whole slate, right? You know, I mean, our main responsibility here is to watch the Commanders. That's what we talk about a lot. And I'm doing, you know, the national updates for Infinity. You're trying to be like the press box announcer is yelling and really loud, and play is going on the field, and you're trying to watch replays, and you're trying to watch different monitors and whatever. I mean, it is a boondoggle. But man, I love when I can kick back on a Sunday at home. You watch the game on CBS. Watch it on Paramount Plus, and then whatever other games come along with that, and you don't have any stress, and the Commanders aren't playing. Maybe they play it on Thursday night like they do in week two. Maybe they play on Monday night like they do several times, and you can just live in the glory. Ah, so good. So good. Stress-free football, baby. Yeah, it helped if you get that Paramount Plus app. There you go. All right, so here we go. We'll get to Lou coming up. Hang on, Lou. So just real quickly going through the rest of the list to see if there was any extra Commanders besides Laremy Tunsil at 95, Terry McLaurin at 74, Jaden Daniels at 24. How about... Hey, Mac, you might remember this guy. You want to guess who came in at number 54? The Commanders.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The Commanders are going to see him in week two.
Yeah, Xavier McKinley.
McKinney. Remember all those interceptions he had last year? When he was not on the Giants? You remember that? 8 interceptions last year. Second most in the NFL, and the most in a season by a Packers player since Charles Woodson.
Real quick, Joe Shane has done a great job, you know, since that offseason. He's done a great job replenishing talent.
It's 1 year. It's one offseason.
No, this is...
McKinney and Barkley left last offseason.
No, I'm saying since, like, outside of that one offseason, Shane has done a great job of just building this team. So, I mean, granted, those moves kind of like color his career.
Yeah.
But
well, so does you know, and this is unfortunate, but the Daniel Jones commitment, which I don't know how many other choices they had after the kind of ascent that he looked like he was on. I mean, like, you probably had to do that, right?
Yeah, it's just coupled with the Saquon. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
No doubt about it. And also, remember they traded Leonard Williams? Remember that?
Wasn't mad at that one, though.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. I mean, I thought that was, you know, questionable. Brian Branch, real good player. Safety, versatile switchblade for the Lions at 51. Will Anderson Jr. of the Texans at 50. Christian McCaffrey at 48. Tyreek Hill at 47. Brian Thomas at 46, ranking ahead of Tyreek Hill. Nico Collins, got to stay healthy. Okay, got to stay healthy. Missed five games last year. That was part of the reason why C.J. Stroud struggled a little bit. Trey McBride, he had the no touchdowns until late in the year. But he doesn't drop anything. He's projected to have six touchdowns. He's at 44. Trent Williams, remember him? At 43. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 42. Zach Bond, 40. The Eagles brought him back. Malik Nabers of the G-Men. Coming to Northwest Stadium next Sunday, number 40.
Number 40 on the top 40 countdown, Malik Nabers.
Jalen Hurts came in at 38. 38. He's projected to have 3,702 passing yards, 22 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 682 rushing, and 14 rushing touchdowns. Again, the tush push and his postseason play are carrying Jalen Hurts, along with the team he's surrounded with. Bijan Robinson, I think this is a little bit low. I picked him in the first round last year in my fantasy draft. By the way, I set the league. If you were in the league last year for the show on Yahoo, I set the draft for this Sunday at 10 a.m. Reach out to me if you need to figure out something. I will try, but I mean, I already got a bunch of commitments that people can do Sunday morning. So you might have to auto draft because there's just not a lot of ways to make everybody happy. But anyway. We will have a station fantasy, or not a station, a show fantasy league. But if you can't play, let me know. You don't want to play, let me know. Please reach out. Puka Nacua at 36. Justin Herbert at 35. Nick Bosa at 34. Jahmyr Gibbs, 33. Sauce Gardner, 32. Dexter Lawrence coming off the big injury. Man, is he so good.
He should be lower.
At 31. Yeah. I would probably agree just coming off the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't know how that's going to affect him. Trey Hendrickson back for one more and probably final year with the Bengals at number 30, projected to have 13 sacks. Derrick Henry at 29. Derek Stingley Jr., George Kittle at 27. A.J. Brown at 26. Creed Humphrey at 25. And then Jaden Daniels. So only three Commanders make the list. Laremy Tunsil at 95, Terry McLaurin at 74, Jaden Daniels at 24. All right, that puts that to bed. We'll come back, take a timeout, and we'll start to get into Terry McLaurin's contract numbers. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, AMAC and I, we've tried to do this a little bit more. We're going to start the 3 o'clock hour with a little non-Commanders sports debate. And we'll talk about Deion Sanders wanting college kids to not only get paid, but to get paid for making the college football playoffs and for winning games. That's all to come right here on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, good to have you with us as we count you down towards 3 o'clock and beyond. With you until 4, Burgundy and Gold today at that point with the DOC. So let me give you some things on the Terry McLaurin deal. And the numbers are kind of confusing or whatever, so just work with me. In 2025, this year, Terry McLaurin has a $1.75 million base, a prorated bonus of $11.6 million, and basically a roster bonus of $2.8 million, and then a per-game roster bonus of $850,000. His cap number is $17.6 million. Okay? Now, if I understand correctly how they did this, what they did was they took basically the signing bonus that he got, the $30 million, which is absolutely straight up front, and if over the cap is right, basically they put that on 2025 and 2026. And then in 2027 and 2028, or so it says, it's only $6 million prorated bonus in each of those years and a void year in 2029. So I guess you're allowed to creatively structure how you do the signing bonus in terms of against the cap. And if this is right, basically you got, again, 23 and change of the signing bonus, of the $30 million signing bonus, and they put it on this year and next year, which is non-Jaden years, meaning where Jaden's contract is way lower. So if that's correct, I think that was a brilliant move. Instead of spreading it out over 5 years, right? Now, I don't know. I'm going to have to figure this out and talk to somebody that knows better about this stuff. I don't know where the $5.6 million void year for next year went. I don't know if because they did the contract extension, if that somehow went away, but I don't think it did, because when Dak was looking at his contract extension, when Kirk Cousins, before he left Minnesota, that all counted. Like, they moved on from Kirk Cousins. Cousins went to Atlanta. Minnesota still paid $28 million in terms of a dead money hit. But I don't know exactly where that money went in terms of the charting of this. So here's the deal. If that's right, again, they brilliantly did the signing bonus proration, right? So it's less when Terry's older and less when Jaden's money kicks in on an extension. Does that make sense? Even though, excuse me, his cap number, meaning Terry, goes up to $34 million and $39.5 million in 2027 and 2028, the first 2 years in which you can get an extension done with Terry, with Jaden. The reason why those cap numbers are so big is because there's a $23.3 million base salary that's not guaranteed, and a $25.65 million base salary that's not guaranteed in 2028. There are bonuses and whatnot that you have to factor in. But those monies, basically $49 million of what Terry got, is not guaranteed in 2027 and 2028 in terms of base salary. So the signing bonus is $6 million, or listed as $6 million as a proration for those 2 years. You add that to the non-guaranteed base of 23.3 and 25.65, and that's how you start to get close to those numbers that I was just mentioning, a cap number of 34 and 39.5. But again, a lot of that money is not guaranteed. There's triggers and all sorts of things, but a lot of that money is not guaranteed. So really, when you look at it, I mean, essentially, it's a 1-year guaranteed extension 2026. And then everything after that is base salary, non-guaranteed, performance bonuses, roster bonuses, and all sorts of other things. And then a void year in 2029, in which they're left holding the bag on a $6 million void. Again, I don't know where the 5.6, I'm going to have to ask somebody on that, went. But they're left holding the bag on that. But if they want to move on, say, after 2027, right, then it's a $12 million dead cap hit, depending on when they do it, post-June 1st, pre-June 1st, whatever. So all in all, I really think this is still a great deal for the Commanders. And it's a good deal for Terry. I don't know if it's a great deal for Terry. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Some more details when we return on what Terry could be looking at in terms of incentives next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.